Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve's done in the morning now. 6:46 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things. Basketball, Kansas 58. West Virginia 49. Tonight, Wichita State at Central Florida. Several students from Wichita suffer minor injuries as bus rolls onto its side on the Kansas Turnpike near Emporia. One man dead after a shooting in southeast Wichita. No one arrested. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And as we take a look at the traffic update here on the Thursday morning commute, within the past hour, we did have an accident at Dugan Road and West Kellogg Drive out in West Wichita, but that was about an hour ago, so probably getting that situation cleared up as the traffic commute continues here on a Thursday morning, and the surface streets seem to be in fairly good shape at this hour of the morning. KNSS Traffic Update brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. It's located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. It is your home for complete car care. Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire.
Increasing clouds and cold today with a high of only 22 degrees. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight. The overnight low 8. Friday, mostly sunny and breezy. Back up to 37 balmy degrees. Now partly cloudy. North wind gusting to 25 miles per hour. 10 degrees. The wind chill is 8 below. KNSS weather brought to you by VoxLink. If your company has huge phone bills from one of those national companies with lots of fees, you should give Ron a call. See what he can quote you. VoxLink could possibly save you up to 35% or more off your monthly bill. Call Ron at 844-VOXLINK. That's 844-86-5465. Or check them out on the website at vox-link.com. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And more than 200 people contracted the coronavirus on board a cruise ship quarantined in a Japanese harbor.
This is House Call for Help.
Hi, I am coming to you from the Westerdam.
Angela Jones, one of the more than 2,000 passengers and crew on a Holland America cruise ship who have spent the last 2 weeks searching for a port, any port that would take them.
Many countries have closed their border off to us for fear of the coronavirus.
No one on the Westerdam tested positive for the disease, but still, they were adrift.
It's so scary.
In the video she recorded and provided, Joan said she tried to stay hopeful.
But each day, that becomes a little bit more difficult when country after country rejects us to be able to come into port.
Finally, Cambodia gave permission for Angela Jones and the other wandering passengers of the Westerdam to come ashore. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stocks closed broadly higher on Wall Street Wednesday, driving the S&P and NASDAQ indexes to more record highs. Technology stocks powered much of the rally as investors focused on the latest batch of mostly solid company earnings reports. The latest gains came as worries subside about the economic impact of the virus outbreak that originated in China. The S&P index rose 21 points. The Dow gained 275 points. The NASDAQ climbed 87 points. 6:49 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP Tracker, is here this morning talking about some interesting numbers, right, sir?
Well, it's more than just numbers, yeah. Steve. You know that.
Sure it is.
Yeah. When mired in the course of building a financial plan, one cannot depend upon just facts and numbers alone to set the course for a successful retirement. In other words, if you were to dump reams of financial documents at the feet of a good financial planner, the report that they would create would probably be incomplete. Why? Well, because just having numbers misses the human aspect and a lot of critical information that helps a planner draw the financial roadmap. A good financial plan requires digging much deeper than just into the numbers. Learning a client's emotions around money helps particularly with an investment allocation. Do you revere money or are you afraid of it? Some people won't spend it and others won't save it. Knowing this helps a planner with the types of accounts that need to be set up and how to help an investor put it away before they know that they have it to spend. Planners work hard to determine a client's tolerance for risk. Age, income, gender, marital status, and work history can help us, but it only gets us so far in creating the best investment mix to fit. But it's not just about good, you know, but about just placing an investor in certain box that fits that category. Some people are optimists who can wait for a downturn without losing much sleep over it, and others may be dramatic risk takers who should be toned down a bit with their approach. And every investor may prioritize major life expenses differently. One may want to sacrifice long-range retirement investments for short-term student loan debt. Another investor wants to live for today only, thus ignoring longer-range needs. So if your certified financial planner starts asking about things that might not seem to be related to your finance, she or he is probably extracting some valuable information to build a program that best fits you. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
According to Wallet Hub, of course, they know everything, right?
Oh, yeah. They're in your wallet.
$27.4 billion total Valentine's Day spending projected for 2020.
Wow, that's a lot.
And tomorrow's Valentine's Day, of course.
Oh,
$196.31 per person celebrating.
That sounds a little steep
to me, but
By the time you go out and have dinner and wine and buy a little gift or something, I could see it hitting that pretty easily. Yeah,
I don't think I'm going to spend that much, but I'm hoping my wife will spend thousands on me.
Uh huh.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, then
either,
she'll make out the average because
she'll be way below.
Well, but it's the thought that counts, Steve.
See, yeah, you're not an old California guy. How's this weather treating you?
Well, I've spent a lot of time up at Lake Tahoe.
I was going to say you've been up around Lake Tahoe.
Well,
that's
I anticipate a lot of ice on the roads, and it may be there. There may be some black ice, so I don't want to caution people. You know, you got to caution people to drive carefully, but. I tell you, I didn't see many slick spots at all. I think most of that water ran off before it got a chance to freeze.
Well, we hope so. We're trying to keep track of what's going on in traffic this morning. And so far, we haven't had a lot of accidents we know of. Because it's only, things are just starting to roll out there.
Yeah.
So at any rate, there might be a slick spot, so take it easy out there.
Yes, exactly. Yesterday,
when you left here, did you go to work? And did you have the opportunity to watch all that snow coming out?
Oh, it was. I have a window in my office that looks out over sort of like a forest. And I tell you, it was so much fun to watch. And there were some big old puffy.
Right.
You know, it looks like they kept. It seemed like it was warmer down here and it must have been colder in the upper atmosphere because it kept blowing back up and sticking to more and just making big puffy flakes.
Now, you are a guy who, over your career, you've done several media. You've done the television. You've done radio and movies, even film.
Yeah.
But today is World Radio Day.
Ah.
And you are a radio guy today.
My heart lies in radio. I actually started way back when doing news breaks for an NPR station in Santa Monica, California.
In Santa Monica?
Yeah.
Were you going
to
school at the time?
I was just breaking back into the business and was able to find a spot there, so...
Kind of fun. You don't have to put any makeup on. You don't have to get dressed up.
Exactly. And I do have a face for radio. So.
No, don't say that. I mean, and people, you know, they always say that to me. Hey, you got a face for radio. And I want to say, you have a face for a radio listener. You know, so.
You're a good looking guy.
I'm a champ. I'll tell you something. I had an interesting experience, and we're going to share this with our listeners later on this morning. I did an interview with the BBC. BBC in the United Kingdom, and did about 5 minutes talking about Wichita and Derby, believe it or not.
Wow.
The place is in Derbyshire, something like that, and the BBC station. And Ian wanted to talk about that, and he found me, and we did about 5 minutes.
That's amazing.
So we're going to play that back on the air here in about a little over a half hour.
Oh, that's great.
I think you'll enjoy it. I think it'll be
fun. Where is it going to be aired? Just in England, or will it be like on some BBC News?
I'm not
here?
Sure if it was a network thing. I don't think it was a network thing. I think they have local channels there.
Right, right. So, oh, that's so great. Well, congratulations.
It was fun.
You worked across the pond now.
Yeah, I've worked overseas. I'm international.
You are an international man of intrigue.
That's big.
Yes.
I'm going to ask for a raise today.
You should.
Anyway, it's Radio Day, and those of us who work in it, and we've worked in it for so many years, we love it, and you listeners, we appreciate you listening in.
Yes,
and because communication is you got to have somebody listening on the other side.
That's a good point. Otherwise, you're just talking to yourself.
Talking to yourself.
Yeah, I've done that.
All right, thank you, Don. Appreciate it. Hey, stay warm today, okay?
I will.
Coming up, the KNSS News at 7 o'clock this morning. Wichita Police released the name of a homicide victim. We've got that story and more news on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.